From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carol Castle, and here's your host at the Van Wezel Performing Arts Hall in Sarasota, Florida, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Carl. Thank you so much. We are delighted to be in Florida for this last run-up to the midterm election. You know that if things get weird on Tuesday, they will be weirdest here. Hard to say what will happen, but our prediction, due to malfunctions in the voting software, Miami resident Ricky Martin will be elected senator. And then, of course, the old ladies in Palm Beach County will be very upset because they thought they were voting for Neil Diamond. So we can't wait, but we also can't wait to get our show going, so give us a call. The number, of course, is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Daryl Cross calling from Pittsburgh, PA.
Hey, how are things in Pittsburgh?
Getting cooler, but not bad.
Now, you've had your own pretty hard-fought election there in Pennsylvania, of course.
Yes, with our two senators, and we'll find out on Tuesday.
Is there anything, though, about the election season you'll miss?
Well, some of the more vicious attack ads.
Yeah. Will you just ask someone to call someone else a terrorist supporter just for old time's sake?
Why not? No. Why not?
Daryl, welcome to the show. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, say hello to a humorist and the author of the upcoming book On the Wealth of Nations, Books That Changed the World, Mr. P.J. O'Rourke.
Hey, Daryl, how you doing?
A comedian who will be appearing right here at the Van Wezel this weekend. She's sleeping backstage, Ms. Paula Poundstone.
Thank you.
And also say hello to the reliable source columnist for the Washington Post, Ms. Roxanne Roberts.
Hello.
Daryl, welcome to the show. Now, you're going to start us off with a round of Who's Carl This Time. Carl Castle, going to read you three quotes from the week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain just two of them, you'll win our prize, Carl Castle's voice on your home answering machine.
Okay.
Ready?
Yep.
All right. Here is your first quote.
Stop talking. Go home. Get on the bike. Go windsurfing. Anything. Stop it. You're going to ruin this.
That was radio host Don Imus dressing down a certain senator who tried to tell a joke this week. Who?
Would that be John Kerry?
Yes, it would be. Very good.
I love it when they get to the point that they need advice about not offending people from Don Imus.
Yes. You know.
It's not a good sign. It's not a good sign.
Michael Dukakis rode in a tank. Ed Muskie cried. Howard Dean screamed. And John Kerry tried to tell a joke. The White House and its allies, along with the media that seems drawn to stories like this, like babies are to brightly colored toys, made Kerry's comment about troops getting stuck in Iraq the dominant story of the week. Hard to say what effect it will have on next week's elections. Kerry, of course, is not even on the ballot, but in terms of Democrats' preferences for 2008, Kerry is now polling just below Pat Robertson.
I think it's nice that finally there's one issue that everyone can agree on.
That John Kerry should just shut up.
Exactly. The Democrats and Republicans came together in lightning fast time.
I know. Well, he always...
Even Teresa Hines is on board with this. Just put a sock in it, John.
All right, very good. Here is your next quote.
He is just days away from having his genius designation revoked or upgraded to platinum status.
That was Mike Abramowitz in the Washington Post talking about a man whose reputation for keeping the GOP on a winning streak is going to change no matter
Rove?
Which side wins. Yes, you're exactly right. Karl Rove. Even more than President Bush, the one man whose legacy is on the line with this year's midterms is, of course, Karl Rove, the architect, the man who has the math. Turd Blossom himself. Now, polls, of course, mostly showed that Democrats have an advantage heading into Tuesday's elections. But President Bush is so confident that Rove can pull off a GOP win, he won't even discuss the possibility of working with a Democratic majority. which makes you wonder how long will he keep that up? Will it be like...
I think 2 years.
2 years, yeah. Exactly.
Just a guess.
Speaker Pelosi's on the line.
Nah.
She doesn't exist.
Forget about
anyway, the thing is, Rove's confidence is walking around going, we're fine. It's got all the Democrats spooked. Why is he so confident? They figure he's got some sort of November surprise, like having someone whisper to John Kerry, you know, try that line about getting stuck in Iraq. It'll kill. Here is your last quote.
Come on down.
That was a phrase a certain gentleman has decided he has heard enough of. Who decided this week he is going to retire from the game show biz?
Yes, I believe he said it's time. Bob Barker.
Yes, very good. After 35 years of hosting The Price is Right, Bob Barker, my personal god, announced this week he's going to retire. The man who signed off by encouraging people to get their pets neutered became a cultural icon. Maybe we should try that.
You know, it's funny. My cats always turn the television off before the show's over. Certainly explains that feline behavior.
Anyway, I guess it just must make you tired to have 35 years of overweight people coming down and jumping on you. Carl, how did Daryl do in our quiz?
Daryl had a perfect game, Peter. He had 3 correct answers. Daryl, you win our prize. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Daryl, congratulations.
Pleasure. Thank you all.